mambole tu weekend na turanga na marama garbo na wanya lewa ena bono ali bongo New Zealand di bongo Sibi ena ba City le bongo Wellington ena Wellington Access Radio 2.2 FM o mambole tu weekend na turanga marama garbo na wanya lewa ena sana tini kabani nundo bono kena sama ibu kaitu kutuku ena bono ali bongo Wellington imbula minaka sabo mambole tu gani ena the tali ena the imbula ena the inganga ni wanya turanga o Jesus Christo kau ni taka na bosi ni kalu ena na rongo ni kuwa ena biba ungeti ena biba tumbiri kibi kenda ena singa ni ndai ndaki ni mbule ni tabutu ndaki ni mbule ni tao ndati kumbule vale senda baro mtu mwe mwenye dhalaka senda baro mtu mwenye loma ni motuka unwadha mga baro mwe kina mataka ni singa ni ndai sana ungitabi mwe kinda mkitu kibi kenda ena mataka ni singa ni kuwa ena Wellington Access Radio ena 2.2 FM ena singa minaka ni kuwa au nitaka nina kauti kenda runa kalu kini ndo tani lele bolo ni vingarami ena singa ni ndai lako tumbeka mai New Zealand wa angito sima ngande sima idhagadhaka sima ivuli sima sama ilioni wuno tunde tu ena wuno ngu New Zealand kapaka itu kitu kena wuno wali mungu o Wellington au sama mbule tu kani weekenda ena singa minaka ni kuwa sana raba raba kwa lako maikine ena singa minaka ni kuwa awa mai la umbeka la kaundrobe mbua sima dhuata mai mba matakira o kadabu la maibiti tailevu rewa serwa una mosi sana ula labi una nunga matakira musa sana labu kala umbeikina au sama umbule tugani ena singa minaka ni kuwa ena hava tali ni wani turang o Jesu Kristo
amen in the vastos ta wana turang ni singa minaka ni kuwa praise the Lord the church kamanda maikina kasalivu amen greetings to those of you that have joined us this morning. Maybe you have followed us through our Facebook page, and we would like to say greetings all the way from here, Foreshores, at the FDB ground. And we would like to say thank you for taking the time to join us. We would like to acknowledge you, Foreign Zone, as well as Island. I believe you are rostered for your mission Sunday for this particular Sunday. We take this time to say thank you. I believe we're either meeting with your zones all the way from New Zealand, Australia, American continent, for those of you logging in from Santa Rosa, Bulawinaka, and also to the Europe. I believe it's your Saturday evening as well as for America as well. Not forgetting Vanuatu, and also greetings to the virtual zone scattered all around, and you're tuning in from whichever country that you're in. We would like to stand today to say thank you for joining us. Today we have been blessed. We have a few divisions from the central as well as the eastern division that comes all the way from Nayabu and Wainimbuka, and not forgetting Korobo. Let us greet and also acknowledge the eastern division that are here with us to join us for the service. The rest of the divisions are actually from here in the central, which is Suva. And in the afternoon, we also will be back here at 2:30, but minus or not with the Eastern Division. And we would like to say thank you for joining us this morning. We came here to listen to the Lord, came here to make many worship centers. So we came here to listen to the Western, but the Northern Divisions. We stand today to say thank you and say greetings. We are not going to listen to and Auntie Ili for the group of yesterday. Thank you. See you again next week. And thank you to all of you. I believe for Auntie Rosie, all the way out there in Sangani, we would like to acknowledge and also welcome you from here because your zone has just finished doing the item. And Talangase Rosie, and I believe the Rosie family are there in the Sangani village today. We would like to acknowledge because we believe you will be tuning in as well. Thank you. And also to those of you that are here, maybe you're sitting in the midst of everybody. Today, why we have moved from the gymnasium, the melodic in and for sure, but it is so big and the coquina semi vaccinated. Amen. And if you're here, we welcome you, the unvaccinated, and also for the first jabs only, but at the gymnasium, the locality, even one on the melodic in the catechina, and the vaccinated, fully vaccinated. So that is why we move the service to the foreshore so you can come and also worship with us. Let us welcome the unvaccinated today, and also only those on the first jab that were not able to join us in the previous services at the gymnasium. Nikota langa biwa kambula weekend. So weekend sa loniloti weekend. Mrs. Yep. Tukana, I believe you are here with your daughter. So weekend and the senga ni loto new Methodist. Either you're sitting from this end or right to the other end. Kerunduri nikua to save you. Nakabakalevu for the time taken to come and join us. And not only that, for the heart that you have to come and worship God with us here at the foreshore. So if you do not belong to New Methodist and you're here with us at the foreshore, we stand today to say thank you and welcome to the New Methodist Christian Fellowship scheduled service at the foreshore this morning. And this goes as well to those of you that are logging in, but you do not attend New Methodist, nor do you belong to the church. We stand today to welcome you and thank you for following us. And thank you for being part of the service every Sunday. And on a request, I love it on my TV and the Mother Sawati. Kavakabota weekend and the Vakarong to many Kunavali babies came in the change to make it in a program. We are so blessed and we are so humbled that you acknowledge the you know, the services and all the things happening through my TV. And I would say today that we are so humbled with the opportunity given for you to choose my TV to be the provider for the Word of God to your life, not only on Sunday, but every day. So we stand today to say thank you. I speak on behalf of my TV and Stanley Simpson to acknowledge that request that has officially come through my TV. Regardless, maximum maybe juvenile, or maybe some of you people just waiting for your cases to come through. We can tell you've given up on life. You say to yourself, how did I do this? Why did I do this? You've never forgiven yourself. But this morning, we would like to invite you to also encourage you. Our God is a God of second chance. Regardless of what you have done, regardless of those moments of your life that you want to give up on, we would like to encourage you today. Hey, don't give up on life yet. Grab the hem of his garment and tell him that he is your God and he is here to restore you. He's going to love you for the way you are. That you're an outcast. So we came in the Malavala came in the cover to his singing tombo. The Manada Miko Tikokina, Kakovakando Miko Kaimiko, Gosai Zavanimbula. No, your God is closer to you than the clothes you wear. Grab him and tell him that you love him and forgive yourself and come forward before God. And maybe you're listening to me today as I speak, acknowledging the prisoners, the Holy Spirit is burning me for the victims. Amen. So we can then end and okay, well deserved. Now I can find closure to my case. Because, you know, it's taken to task. Yes, everybody will feel that way. Maybe if it happened to me, I might feel that way as well. But today, we would like to stand on behalf of those prisoners who have offended you in any way, who have a sort of leave a scar and hurt you. The pain that they have done, it's so hard for you to forgive. We stand today to seek your forgiveness on their behalf. And please, allow the Lord to give you solace and good closure, and also allow the Lord to give that heart of forgiveness so we can give them another chance. So we stand today to say thank you for joining us. And also we came in and dami tukana bimwa linimbula to bimate sa kame kwa kubuni wae sa sangani rawa so we can just log linimbula. You actually logging in. I've been receiving a lot of prayer requests on sickness, and that is why I don't want to forget the prayer request every day, every Sunday as we stand. We don't want to walk past that moment. Yes, we can be excited talking about God's goodness, but I'm always reminded there are people out there with ailments and crying, not knowing how many days do you have left. Kidney problem percentage keep on falling. Dialysis keep on increases. Costs keep on going up. A lot of things that you say to yourself, you may not live longer than the way you have planned or even dreamt. So today we would like to also acknowledge and welcome you. We want to bula zawa iko ndavo chiko kene nikuwa. Kako niko baka tara na mati ko chiko ngoriviko. Meme kote lewe na nomu bula ni bambuta. Maro utaka na nomu kalu. Maro utaka na nomu turang. Wakandara ito na maro. Find a joy in your heart and serve him with gladness. He will give your heart's desire. And today, whatever sickness you may be suffering, tell the sickness to leave you. And today, whatever things and struggles that you're going through, maybe, yeah, the doctor's doing their job. They're giving you the exact factual report of the sickness that you're suffering. But you hear the facts, you believe in God. You hear the facts, you have faith in God. And have faith that you're going to be healed, and you will be healed completely. I'll give this time to Ngaselebu. Hallelujah.
Pikir dapat kita kau bikin dengan turangan nama ramah terbunuh dengan lewa yang sana tin kapani nanti benua. Hendak serasa tu main na televisyen main kendabu, atul main viti atul lau. Bikin dua main lawi zaki dua malam bula. Nampak kali pun sama tu main. Bikin dua main muka lau main kembara main mode main koma main batu oniata main batu main ono lau fulang dapat kau ngeyan nimbul benaka. Main lakemba main didiya benom bula mangu katufangan tuda nimbul benaka. Hendak sama takkan isikan indai. Main na esen semua lah main tu toya. Watalaki na mai nunggu enon ni wasul menemuke mai metuku nimbul binaka watalaki na mai muala nimbul binaka sia ni mulai mai bono batu watalaki na mai kandabu mai zake ono kotu so busar gira nimbul binaka atu so mamalabu nimbul binaka kemendo mai na soso mai na biti kematalaki na kemendo mai lombi mai waya darong da tukuna tukuni alo nikua da baga bini binaka tikuwa na turanga hena singa binaka nikua we were just claiming that Yasawa will become a region darong da nikua na tukuni alo Wingaswe, nana kai tusanaga tiko. Hemeni, na kago tusanaga. The things that you confess, you'll soon possess.
Amen.
Hemeni, na kago baga tusan, nanduna singa na tomba le maiweko. Malitadaba. We walk by faith, not by sight. Wakambula talata, we kenda na turanga na marama darbono, ni lewa dagadaba obisa. We stay seni todo ko ni obisa. We lori todo ko ni obisa. Nimbula minaga nindo siya matikumai. Sanga ni mulitadaba, we kemenina dagadaba mataibalu. Dalai nambuwa, main dalai na maka, may wayabi, may lotoka, kapature kukamai. Lambasa nimbula binaka ve kemba kede ni matebalu nimbula binaka ve kemba ndomu na vendel ni nuku maisenai nimbula binaka mai siria ena vendelana nimbula binaka ena singa binaka nikuwa nero itabi mekeroboka mbula tiku vikenda ena singa binaka nikuwa setala ni mule labi vikenda na leo imiti ni lakubangito bala laka vangande bagabuli sekemu nisa leo ni tunde leo ni bulo tunde bulo ni tiku kina kima mshabaka mbula tuka ina fosua totoka tulandraki tombo suwa vangalindi marabu lalura ituna Saya sekolah mi, wah ingat nak telinga embas sekali bumi. Om bengai diri awak, bukan lagi orang hendu de tambongo, hendu mayas. Matakan iskan indah indah bawa bila bila kau kalau buat nak kalau, bukan susu mata buat nak turanga. Kami kau yang tukar sama kau, kau betul nak langit free. Kau kerja tu orang mata iskan iskan isomi. Emeni, ikut semua nali bali wa, ikut semua nawai, ikut nak keluar, semua raga tu mai. Aku mai lomalang, kena mata nisinga. Berlimisa, menangau nene yata bawa taki noa. Kena rangi rodingu bawa, semua lima rodingu bata lingua. Sianga bangan dua ni bawa stail, nangi sulia nak keluar, nasi kami nangani kuah. Kami kena ni bawa tamu, kena maju nak kena wasi, tinggal dua, rusuh bulgawal, rusuh bulgadiwa, kena tol semua bulu. Dulu aku mai biar, aku ikut mendu bangan dosa. Ola ni dolata, ola ni dolata, ola ni dolata. Esok saya, ola ni dolata. Sandreke, susandreke, andreke sahara, susahara era sabiu. Gai katu kecik sudolang baby, come unto me. All of you are tired of carrying heavy load, and I'll give peace to your soul. Kau kan dulu baby, kau kimi tuan dosa. Orang ni dolar ni dolar bibi. Aku nak pakai dengan kimi tu. Hallelujah. Doktor bikin tu nak nunggu ibu. Emeni, ni sarawa rawa na nungu ibu angai mamanda na nungu idola dola.
Hallelujah.
Yang nabi sureti uosti bindon dua. Kau tutu nabi sureti, gua indo nabi sureti ni uosti bindon dua. And every time the program 10:30 every Sunday morning, it's about God of our nation. And this God is calling everyone. We think that money will solve our problem. We think that education will solve our problem. We think that achieving or maybe going overseas or whatever we do, it's good, but will not solve your problem. Because the Bible says that life is in the word.
Amen.
Kami kan dua tamu di sambula bos ni kalau ke kau kau kan ngata sara ke musungan ni selalu membetirua mesuaka kawasia mesuaka kawasia kembali ezru mangai baga takila mesuaka gay wasia ezru mangai baga takila mai nak aku sini kila
emeni
mena hal talangan nang ona mena nanduri matai kuaya kendara rere bi kuaya kasih talangan itu nak kendara rebuni tagarawa kembali matangan ni sekarang indai. The solution to every problem that we have.
Amen.
Whether it's a physical, whether it's a spiritual, or whether it's mental. The answer is in the word of God. And that's why we encourage everyone. We encourage every church goers. We encourage every senior pastors. Vaga ungeti tiko na bini songo songo lotu ba Kristo. Yondo na kamusiti utiko na lotu ba Kristo. Kena daulang atau balik pun, nalo tuba Kristo sambul itu endai. But we can't see Christ in the Christian life. We supposed to see Christ in the Christianity.
Yes.
And it's a big challenge.
kembali ni bishule titiko na kalo dola kumai biao mai tava kumai mai ukoe lenga ukoe nera ukoe matamboko ukoe matareba ukoe ta putu biao ukoe ndamu nebua kau ukoe lame lako tava kumai ni lako tava kumai ukoe baga ndua ngai wala ni zolata na izolzol mbimbi kalimi meka na watimu kalimi na lubemu ndue moshi biiko ndue mwole kabiko ngai na numa tiko kali tiko na kalo se kali tiko kali tiko ukoe hena mataka nisiga ni kuwa menda lako mai biiko ya hena mataka nisiga Nda maingara mikoa baga ya loko baga indira Kauta maina no mundu izolo zola kele nga Kani volta mu nisando una numikenda Na kaloe na siga minaka nikoa Niko mbera ni mbiu mbiu maibale Before you leave your home God knows exactly what you go through Every word that departs from your lips From your mouth Or even from in your heart God already knew everything that you are going through So feel free and open up Don't mask yourself You're wearing a mask But don't mask yourself when you come to God because it's God knows everything that you're going through. God knows the pain that you go through. God knows the problem that you're going through. God knows the mountain that you are climbing. Some of us we just starting, some of us in the midway, some of us we even try to reach the top. And God knows every problem that we are going through. And that's why he said, come unto me. Because he alone knows the plan he has for us. The plan to prosper us and never to harm us. And to give us a future that we hope for. The Bible verse of Jeremiah 29:11 is so easy for us to say. It's easy for us to talk about it. It's easy for us to start with our testimony or to share with somebody. But if you can only know the power that God created you in your mother's womb and designed you and put everything in you. So whatever you go through in life, whether you come from Lau, you come from Naikasiri, you come from Nandi, you come from Lamasa, you come from Bua, God knows everything that you'll face in life, you have the energy and the power and the authority because of Jesus who has strengthened us. The Bible says the same power that raised Jesus from the dead is the same power that you have. Don't you know that you have the power of God in you, given by God because of the name of Jesus? Kristo kako pola sasenga ni kwa undina sambula Kristo sambula miau oya usaba koti watake Kristo ina kawila tai hallelujah we want to encourage you this wonderful morning because of the problem because of the situation that you're going through and sometimes it was done by your forefathers or maybe your neighbors or maybe your spouse or maybe somebody else but because God lives because Christ lives you can face your tomorrow Hallelujah. Everyone sitting here this morning, those that are watching on television and those that are watching on Facebook, every one of us, we are going through trials and temptation. The mountains that we go through. And sometimes you feel lonely. Sometimes you feel that nobody knows what you're going through. But know today, the Bible says, come unto me, all of you are tired of carrying heavy loads. Yeah. I'll give rest to your soul. Take my yoke and put it on you, because my load is light. Hallelujah. Oh, we praise the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. And we want to challenge our life today. And Jesus said, can I have a water? Can you give me a glass of water? And this woman complaining, you know, a lot of about seven spirits came out from her. Her words alone shows the spirit inside. If you only know the love of God and the one that is speaking to you, you will ask him of water.
Amen.
Keko kila na isoli soli ni kalo ki kina ki kwa mosu tukungo oi kuna kerabi kwa na wai kolo loko batu mai na bisikali. If only Christians know the Christ that we serve.
Go.
Kerao lenga kenda lutu ba Kristo menda kila na Kristo kenda graba. Ni tomba lende la nyoi ngi visu taka na waime wani multiply limene mulimandai kina ruwa na ika mekana kina limene undu na turanga kina marama hemeni ena loma ni wasuwa sa gai tomba lende ndel nyoi hemeni ena ngonu sa loma ikina na uwa ngai wasa kina uwa sit down spoke to the wind, sit down and speak to the wind, shut up.
Hallelujah.
And the disciple asked among themselves, who is this man? Even the wind and the waves listen to his voice. They don't know this was the voice in Genesis chapter 1. And the word of God says, there be light and shall be light. Digo ndambe tukunikuwa iko kote tikumaina no mulenga iko kote tikumaina with all dollar iko lakusha to right place at the right time with the right word. Oh hallelujah, slap your high five manda bika toka samge kabi kwa tiko donu ngona ngonu wasa donu amen niko tiko nala wasa nala sala niko tiko donu wasa donu 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 sam donu melo mala ngenge donu iko sin donu mai mulu donu melo mala ngi donu iko. Amen. Because we are living in a life, everything that happened in the spiritual will be manifested in the physical. So whatever is manifested in the physical, that is exactly what is happening in the spiritual.
Amen.
So that's why, children of God, you have the authority to bind every curses, every process in the spiritual realm. When you bind that, and that is God authority that allows you to walk manifested in the physical.
Isaiah 55:8-9, for my thoughts are not your thoughts, nor are my ways your ways. As high as the heavens above the earth are my ways higher than your ways, and my thoughts than your thoughts. Ikona ndabitu kini kuwa sona kame ya dhona nomungula vaka mevisa ubalila indabika ikona numa nivina kabiko. Sabe que anda el barrón tu comenicua, dona camayado, en mi tuba cando talikina no mumbula. Sona kai kuna kita, sona kai va kadalaka.
Yo.
Sona kai kwa kami kwa sandi turum be kaniado, y esayado. Eni ko me rongo tu kuna ndo meni klobi ko, na no 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 numa, en tu indu me na no na numa. Na ve kai kuna no meni bina kabiko, en tu indu me na kai na numa kwa eni bina kabiko. Yinda na rai lo malangi na sengi rede na kani na vadawa. Ge kau kwa viko pati ke yao. Mebakana yawa ni loma langi menandele ni huruvura. Sabaka kina, nanogu na numa, kina nomu na numa. Maybe you listen today and you say to yourself, you've never forgiven yourself. Why? Whatever it is, maybe you got hurt, maybe your parents went their separate way. I was actually sharing yesterday on the family table talk. I remember all those Sundays. The via kabikeda ni singatambu, notamangu kwa ituranga ni bakitawa. Via kabikeda ni singatambu, enayaya ni tiko na tinangu. Naneto vale senga kena na lounge open space but it's gonna neto store kito na nondo nda miti kito na chuna katu bini store wesi ka tambo enayaya ni na neto store na tinago na mavaro tiki kito na vima adawa kito na ndandabo kedito kito na yeto na langser langa po loto vita la noa. There was a moment that we always talk with our parents about our future, story after story, every Sunday, and we always call it the Baba Cow night. Ngoni ni nito ngunu timbamba kao. Langono susubeki chukumikina, my father wanted me to be a doctor. Kitu lelima, I was the youngest. I'm sharing my story because you may be, you know, you can relate to what I'm saying. Things that you have planned didn't work out. But always remember, he still has the best for you. His thoughts is still the best for you. I forgot that our kitchen has tap water inside the house. We have an outside tap for our farm. I ran out to go and get that water. Just in time to give it to my father. I'll never forget his face. There are moments of your life, like what Gasile was sharing this morning on about power in the word. At least you're going to buy roti kiko. One day my mom is not going to be here. One day my dad is not going to be here. But when it's so sudden, you're not prepared. I wasn't. Farm 3 at Jasper Williams High School. That day I will never forget. It changed my whole life. The dream that I used to talk about with my father to be a doctor, that dream was killed that night. Jeremiah 29:11. I alone know the plans I have for you, to prosper, never to harm, to prosper, never to harm, to prosper, never
not to harm. Hallelujah. That's him. He's telling you. Because his ways are higher. Maybe you raise your hand. Lord, while we bless you, God, come with me, kid. Yes, give a come with me, na kid. You're gonna turn over the club. My husband, you took my husband, you took my wife for that benefit. Yes, we can't have a come out TV. Can't have a matuvali. You could say, take a matuvali, no more matuvali. Make the decision now and worship Him in truth and in spirit.
Hallelujah.
Don't allow a 10-wheeler. Don't allow a truck. Don't allow a COVID for you to realize the precious value of your family and life. Hallelujah.
The Bible says, I alone knows the plan I have for you. I alone. He's speaking to Jeremiah to tell the Israelites that they were in Zion. They forgot everything in Zion.
Hallelujah.
So he took them to Babylon as slave.
Amen.
They were slave. Children of God, yes. They subject to Nebuchadnezzar. And they were complaining. They start to worship God. They start to go down to the rivers of Babylon. And they start to worship from there. When they were in Jerusalem, they never worshiped God. And So whenever you go through this life, regardless what the life throw at you,
amen,
that is the formula or the equation that God wants us to go through to make us better.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Oh, slap your neighbor and tell your neighbor, man, to make me better.
Yo, hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Kago wako ya usakila. Usakila na nungu na numa. Membo leti kemdo sanga tali no ikila o yiko tiko na numi tuba tuba na rumo da tiko nikuwa na ta o kire randini pa uti manda numi tala na membo leta na wa yiko kote ni bino muta na una sarivi kumekina. What happened? Because I believe those moments will never go out of your mind.
Yes. When he actually grabbed the glass of water, he just sipped once. You receive information. You hear all those stories when he's dying. And it may be you. You may be listening today. There are things you ask yourself, I could have done that. I should have done that. Or maybe somebody passed on because was not vaccinated, you're listening today. And you're crying in your heart asking your husband or your wife, please be vaccinated, stay with us. Please don't leave us. No matter regardless of what you think, that is just God's plan. You may say to take away my father. I look back, I didn't understand God then. I don't drink, I don't go to parties like a normal young girl would be. I worked alone at the Regent of Fiji Hotel, traveling all the way from Lotoka to Nandi, have access, go past hotels, what the world offers. I was never tempted. The only thing that was placed in my heart after I lost my dad was to look for this God, if there is anything else apart from the God that I serve through the church with my father. I was so hungry to find out more about this God with that question, why did you take my father? The deeper I search for God, I learned how to tithe when I'm only 14 years old. When I was only 14, I heard from the Assemblies of God church, I began to...